paragraph Chaf Hei. The Haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, basically, what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in that story, he talks about these two birds that got separated from each other, and they're on opposite end of the worlds, and they cry at night, they call out to each other. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ashtei tziporim shenisu ze mizeh, because these two birds that have drifted away from each other, they've wandered away from each other, Hey maramzim al golus ha-shechina. That represents, that symbolizes the exile of the Shechina, whereby the Shechina has become separated from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shal ze nemar, about which the Pasuk says, Kitzipor noidedes menkina, just like a bird which wanders away from its nest, Shehi ha-shechina, that represents the Shechina, Kein ish noided mimkoimoy, so too, The man, wanders away from his place. Shehu Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kemuva b'tikunei Zohar. The Tikunei Zohar says that this pasuk, when it says Kitzipor noidedes min kino, that's feminine. That's noidedes is female. Kino, her nest. Just as the tzipor, the mother bird, wanders away from her nest, kein ish noided min koimoy, so too the man, the male, kaviyochol Kodesh Baruch Hu, also moves away from his place. We know the Gemara many times mentions the fact that Hashem says, I will not go into the Yerushalayim Shalmala until the Jewish people go into the Yerushalayim Shalmata, the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata. Ki bizman shebeis Hamikdash hayokayam al mechoinoi hoyu shnei hakruvim ponim beponim. Because when the Beis Hamikdash was in place, then the two kruvim were face to face with each other in the Holy of Holies. The Kruvim that were on top of the Kapoiris, on top of the Oroin, they were face to face, which implied this unification of Hashem and the Shekhinah, of Hashem and the Jewish people. The Achar HaChurban, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hoyu B'Hachzoras Ponim, these two Kruvim, these two birds, turned back to back from each other. Vashchino hi Knesses Yisrael. We know that one of the names of the Shechina, the Spirit of Hashem, is it's called Knesses Yisrael, which also means the assemblage of the Jewish nation. Dahainu Shechina Selikusoi Hashoichin Betoich Kolechot Mi Yisrael. This refers to the Spirit of Hashem that resides inside each and every single Jew. When we use this term Shechina, the Spirit of Hashem, one element, one aspect of that is the Hashem that's inside all of us. I remember Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avroch, once told us incredible chidushim that the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Merkovoi Argomon, the throne of Hashem or the chariot of Hashem is purple, Toichoi Rotzuf Ahavo, the inside of it is lined with love. The first letters of those three words, Toichoi, Rotzuf, Ahavo, the inside is lined with love, is Tuf Reish Aleph. 601. 601 is the gematria of the word Shechina when you write each letter as a word. Shin is spelled Shin Yud Nun. Chaf is the way it's pronounced. Chaf Pei. Nun, Nun Vav Nun. Hey, Hey, Hey. It's Begimatria 601 exactly, Tuf Reish Aleph, which corresponds to the Tuf Reish Aleph, to the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people. They are what make up the Shechina. The Shechina is a composite of all 600,000 souls of the Jewish people. And that's what Rav Nosson Zal is touching on here now. So he says that the Shechina is the Jewish people. It's the Spirit of Hashem that resides inside each and every single Jew. Shetzrichen lechabroi uleyachdoi bekesher amitz lesharoshoi. Whereby one of the most important missions in this world is to unite and to unify in a very, very tight connection the Shechina, this Spirit of Hashem that's found in each and every single Jew, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. Shehu Meroimam al Hakoil, to Hashem who is above everything, Hashem who's up, 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 upstairs, all the way up there. Obviously, this is all way above our ability to rationally, that we can't understand this completely because Hashem is everywhere. What do you mean? And are these two, Hashem and the Shekhinah, are they two? No, there's no such thing as two. Again, we're speaking about it using terminology that's used in the Sforim to try to give us somewhat of a picture, somewhat of a way to relate to these concepts. Ubavoinoseinu, and unfortunately due to our sins, bagolus, that while we're in exile, kulonu katsoin toinu, all of us are referred to like sheep who have gotten lost. Bechinas, as Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, toisi kise oived, I've drifted away, I've wandered away like a sheep that's lost from its flock. Shenesinu min aderech, we've drifted off the path, at she'enonu yecholim loshuv laderech hayosher, to the point where we can't get back to that righteous path, limtzoy es doideinu, to find our beloved, who Hashem Yisborach, which is Hashem. Va'onu mevakshim es sho'ahav onavshenu, and we beseech the beloved one of our soul, meaning Hashem, ve'ein yecholim lamotzo, and we can't find him. We're searching for him, we can't find him. The pasuk says, v'anoichi hastir astir. Hashem says, I'm going to be very, very hidden. That when the Jews are in Golus, I'm going to be very, very hidden from them. So those Jews who are searching for Hashem don't have it easy. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, al mishkovi balelois, in my bed. During the nights, Hainu Begolus, nighttime represents Golus, exile, Bikashti es Sho'av Onavshi, I search for, I seek out the beloved one of my soul, Bikashtiv, I search for him, Veloy Motzosiv, and I can't find him. Kikvar Nesinu Kolkach, because we've wandered away from Hashem, we've drifted so far away from Hashem, At She'enonu Shoimim Es Hakoil, where we don't hear the sound anymore. When the shepherd calls out to his sheep, he whistles. If the sheep is far enough away, it can't hear. It doesn't hear the whistle. Or even if it hears it, it doesn't recognize that sound anymore. It's so distant. V'afilu kishashoimim lefamim. And even when we do hear it at times, einonu makirin esakol. We don't recognize it. We can't. Hashem is sending us messages, and we don't get it. We're not getting it. U'kamei shekosuv al posuk toisi. As Rabbi Nazal elaborates in Likut Imran, in Torah Reish Vav, chapter 206, which is based on this pasuk, Toisi Kise Oived, Rabbi Nazal explains this whole process. So that's on our side. V'chein Hashem Yisborach Kav Yochel, Eino Yochel Lekarev Es Atzmo Yeleinu, and so too Hashem, who would love to come close to us, can't come close to us, because our sins form a barrier blocking Hashem from getting to us. As the pasuk says, your sins were what separated us, or what's keeping us apart. And the tzaddik is the one whose mission is to bring these two close together, to unite Hashem and the Shekhinah, lekarev Knesset Yisrael Hashem Yisborach, to bring the Jewish people close to Hashem. Ve'iefsher lekarvom kiyem al yidei hashlochas koilois. And Rabbi Nazal tells us over there in the story in Sipurei Maaseis that how does the tzaddik do this? He has to be a ventriloquist. He has to have the ability to throw his voice, to be able to send out sounds like missiles, where the sound travels much, much further than sound would normally travel. Shetzorech lahashlich hakoil shel Hashem Yisborach l'knesses Yisrael l'kol mokoyim shehem. We said that because of our sins have formed barriers and walls, and they've caused a major separation between us and Hashem, so that Hashem, who usually uses a 200-watt speaker to yell to us, when Hashem wants to call the Jews, he's usually using a 200-watt speaker. the tzaddik sees that now in Golus, the Yidden are thousands of miles away from Hashem. What does the tzaddik do? He builds a 2 billion watt speaker. And he gives Hashem the mic and he says, Hashem, now talk. And kavyochel, now Hashem speaks. And suddenly the sound is traveling thousands of miles. Whereas kavyochel, Hashem's normal way of speaking to the Jews, can't reach them at all. The tzaddik, who knows this secret of how to throw shmashlich koilois, how to be able to make the sound travel much further, he puts together the means to be able to make Hashem's voice reach all the way where we are, millions of miles away. To wherever we are. V'ze b'chinas ma'shem malbish es ha'toira b'sipurei ma'isis. Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in Likutei Moran, in Torah Samach, and Rav Nosson Zal speaks about, and in Sipurei Maisis, that this is why sometimes the tzaddik takes the Torah, which is the word of Hashem, and he covers it in stories. He hides the Torah in stories. Shezeh b'chinas hashlochas koil Hashem Yisborach l'Knesset Yisrael. This is also an example of the tzaddik taking Hashem's voice and sending it Federal Express to the Jewish people. Because again, in the regular, in the standard manner which Hashem speaks to the Jewish people, do this, don't do that, can't do this, can't do that, they're in a place where they can't hear that. There are Jews who can't hear that. It's only by the tzaddik being able to take Hashem's Torah and cloak it in Sipurei Maisis, in stories. Stories? Who can't hear a good story? Even a non-religious people, even kids. Everyone loves a good story. And that's one of the ways that the tzaddik is able to take the koil of Hashem and get it to reach where it has to reach to. Get it to travel to non-standard places, places where normally it couldn't get to. Kikan mekoimoi, because that's where it has to get to. Kikan b'mekoimoi, Ein nishma koil hatoyra v'akruz hagodol klal. Because here, in this place where this Jew is right now, this Jew who has become very distant from Hashem, he's in Golos, he's assimilated, the koil hatoyra, he can't hear it whatsoever. You try to take out a Shulchan Aruch or a Gemara and get, he's not going to be able to relate to it whatsoever. Ki nidme, I'm sorry, Kikan b'mekoimoi einishma koil ha-Torah v'akruz ha-Godol klal. Ki nidme shemesaper eiza maisa b'alma. I'm sorry, Rav Nosson Zal is explaining now that when the tzaddik tells the story, the people who are hearing the story sometimes, they don't hear any Torah at all. They don't see any Torah in it at all whatsoever. It just seems like an ordinary story. Aval shom kishemagia lemish etzrichim, whereas when this story travels, when the sound waves of this story travel, and they reach the person they're supposed to reach, hu shomea koil kruz hatoyra heitev al yidei hamaisa hazois, that person hears the message. It touches his soul by having heard that story. An example of this, we have, for example, Megillas Esther. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in Likutei Halachos in a few places. Megillas Esther, the word Esther means hidden. And the Megillah is hidden, is an example of this hiddenness. The Megillah has no mention of Hashem in it. It has just about no mention of any mitzvahs. It's one long, long story about the guy who kills his wife, and she had the tail and the this, and they're drinking, and they're eating, and they're eating, and they're drinking, and they're drinking, and they're eating, and they're all partying, 180 days of partying, then there's another, a private party, and a less private party, and a more private. It seems to be a whole story, and that's an example of one of these Sipurei Maisis, Mishonim Katmonios, where we see that in the end of the story, we're told, V'shomoy hoylech b'chol hamadinois, that Mordechai HaTzadik's message traveled to all the lands, all the nations, that through this hiddenness, through this story of Purim, the word of Hashem, the voice of Hashem, was able to reach places where it never could have reached before. To the point where we're told, V'rabim me'ame ha'oretz misyahadim. Thousands of non-Jews converted to Judaism. Why? Because they heard, they got the message. They got the telegram. The telegram reached them. How? through the story. One of the secret ways through which the great tzaddikim have the ability to reach the most remote, distant places is with their stories. And this is why in the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gemara is divided into two sections. The halacha, which is extremely, extremely important and special, and it has millions of svarim written about it, the halachic portion of the Gemara. And then we have the Agadah, the stories of the Gemara, which in many ways are a much higher level than the halacha, which the secrets of Torah, the vast majority of the secrets of Torah, even though there's a tremendous amount of secrets of Torah in the halacha portion of the Gemara, but in the stories there's far more, because it's those stories that have this incredible far-reaching ability, the ability to reach Klal Yisrael where when we're in Golus. We see today, the year 2009, Tavshinayim, when the Jews have been in Golus for thousands of years, every minute, there's every second possibly, there's new books being produced, stories, more stories for adults, for children, for men, for women, because we know that this is one of the most special ways through which the koil of Hashem, the voice of Hashem, is able to reach places which standard Torah can't. Standard Torah will not be able to find its way into those homes or those places or the hearts of those people who can read these stories. In whatever language it's in, Hebrew, English, Japanese, Spanish, whatever you want. Nimtza, shehu bechinas hashlochas koil Hashem Yisborach. So these Sipurei Maaseis are one of the examples of the ability to throw Hashem's koil, shehu koil ha-Torah, which is the koil of the Torah, l'Knesset Yisrael, to the Shekhinah, to the Jewish people. V'chein lehepech. That's one part of the equation. For Hashem's voice to reach the Jewish people, now we have to do something else to see to it that the Jew's voice should be heard by Hashem. We have to have the ability to throw the sound, the sounds of the prayers of the Jewish people who are so far, far, far away from him that it should reach Hashem. And this is one of the secrets which Rabbeinu Zalat speaks about in chapter 5, in the first half of Likud Imran, that there are times when a tzaddik cloaks his tefillah in a story. Ki migoidel hakitrugim, because of the fact that there is such major prosecution going on against the Jewish people in heaven, because of all the bad things we've done and everything, iefsher lahaloi satfila kipshutoi. It's impossible for the tefillah to get to Hashem in its regular form. If it says the word tefillah on it, there are malachim there standing with baseball bats saying, yeah, that lowlife, that dirty bum who did all of those horrible averis, now he's praying? Give me that tefillah. I know just what to do with that tefillah. I'm going to hit a home run. I'm going to send it a billion miles away from Hashem. That tefillah won't ever get anywhere near Hashem. And we know the Gemara tells us many cases where malachim have this ability. So if the tefillah is marked tefillah, they can recognize it, they can identify it, and they can block it, chas v'shalom. But if the tzaddik dresses up the tefillah in a story, malachim aren't looking out for stories. V'utzorech lahalbish ha-tefillah b'sipurei maaseis. The tzaddik has to dress up the tefillah in a story. V'azai b'mkoimoi shemoitzi ha-koil ein shoymen ha-koil klal. And then, in the place where the tzaddik is saying the story, we don't hear any prayers. We don't hear any special prayers. We just hear a regular story. It seems as if he's simply saying a story. But when that story travels upwards and gets to Hashem, Shoymea Hashem Yisborach al yidei ze koil tfilas amo Yisrael berachamim. Hashem hears the sound of the tefillah of the Jewish people with tremendous kindness. Shehu koil Knesset Yisrael. This is the koil of the Shekhinah, of the Jewish people. Shenishlach elav, which is thrown to Hashem, al yidei hatzadik anal, through the tzadik. I've learned this. The first time I learned this was about 37 years ago in Likutei Moran, the first time I learned Likutei Moran, and then in Likutei Halachos. And I couldn't relate to it until recently, a few years ago, I had the privilege of opening up the Sefer Yerach Ho'esonim. This is a Sefer written by Reb Nachman Chirinzal, who was one of the great, great students of Reb Nosson Zal, one of the greatest students of Reb Nosson Zal, who was also the grandfather of Rav Kochav Leizal, Rav Avram Sternhartz, Zechron Avrocha. And he wrote many Sforim, expounding on Likutei Moran, Likutei Halachos, everything. And in his Sefer there, this Sefer Yerach HaSonim, he wrote this Sefer. He said, Rabbeinu Zal said, Rosh Hashanah is the most important thing. I'll show you. I'll show you how the entire Yiddishkeit is in Rosh Hashanah. I'll show you how every chapter of Likutei Moran, everything that Rabbeinu Zal talks about in every chapter in Likutei Moran, I'll show you how it's all included in Rosh Hashanah. And he did it. Unfortunately, we don't have the whole Sefer. We have most a lot of it. And when he comes to this chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Hey, and he talks about this item of dressing up the tefillah in a story, he says, come, I'll show you. Take a look at your Shmon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, your Musaf Shmon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur. You have these long paragraphs there, which are not prayers. And Noach, there was Noach, and there was a flood, and pa-pa-pa. What's going on? How in the world did this stuff get into the Machzor? Must be a printer's mistake. Hashem has nothing, we have nothing better to do on Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem has nothing better to do than to listen to us telling the story of creation and the... Rav Nachman Chirinzal says, this is the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. This is the tzaddik being malbish the tefillah in a story. Why? When do you have to do that? When there's major, why don't we have that every day? The answer is we have it on Rosh Hashanah Kippur because that's Yoim Hadin. That's when the prosecution is shooting. That's when all the judgment books are open. That's when there's this tremendous kitrug. That's why especially it is. We do have it in some places in other tefillahs. But the incredible example that he gives of this is, if you look in those Shmon Esreis, you'll see there's a few long paragraphs where we're not asking for anything. We're not praising Hashem. We're just telling a story. That story in the tzaddikim, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, had the knowledge how to be malbish the tefillah in a sipur and a maisa, in order to make sure that the tefillah is able to get past all of those millions of angels that are representing the prosecution that were created by all of our sins. They hear this story, and they say the guy's nuts. He doesn't know today's Rosh Hashanah. He don't know he's supposed to be praying today. And even if he does pray, we're ready for him. Let him send the prayer up. We'll send that tefillah to the moon. It ain't going to get anywhere near Hashem. But these malachim don't know that the tzaddikim know things that they don't. And the tzaddikim have this secret of being malbish the tefillah in a sipur, in a maisa. And that's how it's able to get past all the blockages and be able to be ma'ira the rachmonis of Hashem.